You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Located at 242 Little York, Mount Pleasant Road in Milford. For more information, call them at 908-730-8389 or 908-391-5348. We continue with more. We have a Greyhound adoption meet and greet is October 25th in Flemington. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that the New Jersey Greyhound Adoption Program will host a meet and greet booth at the Flemington Street Fair in front of Barclays Gourmet Marketplace on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 4, or on Sunday, October 25th. Volunteers and their dogs will be there to talk to the public about greyhound rescue and adoption. A sweet, adoptable female greyhound named Pistol Mama will be there, as well as the public to meet. Mama is housebroken, spayed, up to date on her shots, and is compatible with other dogs, large and small, and cats. NJ Gap is based in Hunterdon County, has rescued more than 2,500 greyhounds since 1993. Its website is njgap.com, where you can find lots of useful information about greyhounds rescue and adoption, as well as pre-adoptive application. Check NJ Gap out on Facebook for photos and bios of available dogs for adoption at facebook.com/njgap. NJ Gap also has a fun, interactive public presentation of the Greyhound Story, available for groups and organizations such as Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, churches, libraries, seniors. Who would like to learn more about greyhound rescue and adoption? NJ Gap's hotline is 908.
Good afternoon. It's already the 21st of October. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I'm hoping that you're having a great day. It is so gorgeous outside today. If you're here in the central New Jersey area, I'm trying to get a little update for you on the weather forecast. I know that if you've been experiencing it, we've seen like highs and lows, and it's way too soon to be so cool in the mornings. But tonight, mostly clear with a low about 49, southwest wind 3 to 8 miles per hour. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 74, which sounds totally awesome. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 47, and then sunny all day on Friday with a high of 58 and a low, mostly clear on Friday night, about 34. Mostly sunny on Saturday, looks like a nice day, about 58 degrees for the high and mostly cloudy, the low about 42 on Saturday night. Sunday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy at the high of 64, and then a chance of showers continuing before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 43. Monday, partly sunny all day with a high of 58, and then Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of 38. Just want to let you know who our guest is in studio again today. We just love her. She's a representative of the state of New Jersey, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, and she is the CEO and president. Her name's Michelle Sikirka, and welcome to the show.
Nice to join you again. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Tell you know what, you just had your 1 year anniversary.
I did.
And that was just such a great thing to celebrate. Tell us a little bit about what your first year has been like and a little bit more about yourself.
Well, my first year at NJBIA has been fabulous. I spent a great amount of time out in the field, as I like to say, boots on the ground with our members, talking to them, hearing about what's important and on their mind, what's affecting them in order for them to continue to be sustainable and grow in their business, what the business issues, you know, business climate issues are, as we always hear, taxes, cost of doing business, healthcare, things like that. So that helps to inform our policy discussions with our legislators and policymakers, but then also talking to them about business resources, what are the types of things that they need from an organization like NJBIA so that we can be relevant to them. And for me, it's all about member relevance and it's all about member engagement. And I've really enjoyed my time with the members and I look forward to that continuing for years to come.
One thing I think that everybody that knows you can really see about you is when you talk about engagement and when you talk about including everybody, and like even when you're saying that you're out there on the streets, you know, walking around, knocking on doors, making sure everybody's voice is heard. When you are talking to a group or someone, you really do make that feel very true to everyone. Like you have a way of engaging people yourself. And it's kind of funny because I know my business partner, Colleen Kelly, and everybody, we just had you recently at our event. That was awesome, by the way, for nonprofits at the Palace. And you were talking, and after you were done, the feedback that came back, you know, everybody just one after the other said again, you know, just you're so positive too. And like, you know, you are a lawyer, you know,
yes.
Your experience is, you know, incredible. So I'll talk a little bit about Thanks. Your past there because that really isn't extensive. And how do you stay so positive? And then also, we also felt that for you, Colleen and I were saying, you know, we have not really heard NJBIA that much. And now we hear about it like every day. And it is because of you.
Good.
I mean, and we know your team is, as well, like Peter Peretzman's here. And, you know, everybody in the office there that was at your even recent women's forum mm-hmm. has a big part in making that all happen. But, you know, you do have such a positive nature.
Thank
so
you.
Where does that come from?
I am the consummate optimist. It's very interesting because anybody who knows me, they hear me say all the time that I have zero tolerance for negative energy. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to hear people's complaints, but I want people to bring solutions with complaints, or at least want them to be open-minded to problem-solving solutions for their complaints.
And you were talking about that, too, in the presentation that you made, where that, and it was very, very, very excellent, interesting, and everything. When you were talking about how you came into your position and you really told everybody, you know, if you have something to say, I want to hear it.
Right.
But if you've got something that you don't tell me about, then don't make that one bad apple spoil the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Talk about that because it was really great.
No, it's very important, and especially in a work environment. Oftentimes, you're right, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. The squeaky wheel is the one who you always hear, right? And that's not good. And you see it anytime you're in an environment, people all of a sudden becomes, you know, everything, people's emotions and behaviors are contagious. Mm-hmm. And so if you bring negativity, then that spawns negativity. If you bring optimism, people get optimistic. So the analogy I always love is when my kids were little, I have 23-year-old twins. When they were little.
Really? I did not know that. Yeah. I saw one of your daughters in the photograph.
Yeah, my daughter was at the was at the event. When
twins, wow.
Yeah, so when they were little, if one of them would fall down, they'd look for your reaction. Okay, little kid, if they fall down, get hurt, they look for your reaction immediately before they start screaming, unless they're significantly hurt, right? But they fall down and their immediate reaction is to cry, and you know, but they look up at you. And I had this, you know, I had this habit that I would look at them and I'd smile. I go, no, it's okay, you're okay, you're okay. And then they're like the tears coming and they're like, but mommy says I'm okay, so I must be okay. Right. So they
That's
feed
right.
off your energy. Mm-hmm. But as I like to tell the other side of the story, if my mother-in-law, and I, God bless my mother-in-law, I love her, my Jewish mother-in-law, if she'd see, you know, my daughter fall or something, she'd be like, oy vey, oy vey. And she'd like get all panicky. And then the kid would start screaming. Something must be wrong because grandma is concerned. Right. So we feed off each other's energy.
That's so true.
And you want to feed off positive energy, right?
Right.
Right. And you want to have an environment that's filled with optimism and positivism, which unfortunately we tend to lack. And you know what? New Jersey's got a lot of great stuff going on. It's really easy to whine about cost of doing business in New Jersey or business climate. New Jersey's a fabulous place to live, work, and play, and we need to tell that story.
Right. Well, let's tell a little bit more about that story, too. I wanted to just mention that, you know, out there, all of you guys listening, thanks so much. You know, we know that this is streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station here in Flemington. And, you know, Michelle being the CEO and president of the New Jersey Business Industry Association, you know, to be able to listen to her and you can hear it in your, you know, in her voice, that what she's meaning and talking about with the positivity aspect. I think those are very important lessons that people out there are listening to in their offices. You know, like you said, this is a great place to live. There's a great reason to be positive. And at the same time, there's a lot of stuff going on. And,
sure.
you know, for you to be a leader and to stay so positive, I think that's really important to thank you on behalf of everybody mm-hmm. listening. And also to remind everybody out there that, you know, how, you know, if they're out there listening and they're thinking to themselves, you know what, my office does have one of these negative Nellies.
Sure.
I want to be inspired. I want to be around people like you. Is there anything you could think of that you could tell them to just reflect on, at least to keep them going and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it depends if it's one of your colleagues, candidly, you should just pull them aside and say, hey, like, enough, you're dragging me down. I don't want to be dragged down. Let's reverse it.
How simple, right?
Yeah.
But that makes so much sense.
Right. If they're a colleague, you know, mm-hmm. if they're your peer, it's pretty easy. You can have a peer-to-peer discussion. The other thing is I would suggest, like, don't assume or estimate or underestimate what might be going on in their life that's causing them to act that way. And maybe they just need somebody to talk to.
Aww.
So, you know, you absolutely have the people who are true, just, you know, consummate Debbie Downers, that they can just never be happy and they only bring negativism. But, you know, sometimes there's a reason behind that. So take the time to find out. Help them to try to reverse it. If they can't reverse it, you know, then there's an issue. I mean, then you got to step aside. Now, if you are a superior and it's an inferior, you need to nab it. You need to grab that person. Again, don't assume that this is malicious on their part, and try and delve a little and say, hey, you know, I realize that you got some issues. What's causing those issues? Let's talk about it. How can we make it better? Some people will come around. There are ones that absolutely won't. And as a superior or the boss, you need to nip that.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what your workplace policies are, be true to your policies. And remember that, so I'm an attorney by trade, mm-hmm. and I did practice in employment and labor law, and workplace policies were an issue that I advocated on, I litigated, and I wrote policies for people. And I would advise HR officials in places of employment, everybody's always afraid to pull the trigger. You know, oh my God, they're going to sue me. The employee's going to sue me. Oh, I don't want to make anybody mad. You know what? If you allow the atmosphere to perpetuate, you are not doing all the rest of your staff any favor.
Right.
And they're looking for you. You're the leader. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the leader. It's mm-hmm. your job to make it a good environment. So you got to pull the trigger if you got a bad apple that you can't turn around.
I just want everybody to hear that, because when we were listening to her presentation on the 8th of October, you know, it really did. You could kind of visualize her going in there at the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. And, you know, this is a, you know, person who comes in. She's the leader. She's the new president, CEO. And every single person needs to understand her. And you are so approachable. That's one thing I love about you, too. Welcoming to the feedback. But, you know, you set the rules. It's
yes.
It's like you were saying that you told everybody, you know, if you
set
got
the expectation
yeah,
from day one. Yes.
Go, just speak to that for a second. Or two, and then we're going to get back to all the New Jersey issues
sure.
after our break.
Well, it's very important. You have to set expectations for your staff every day. Anyone who's a manager, anyone who's a CEO, set the expectations, communicate them, and then set a tone from the top. There's always tone from the top. You know, earlier when I said, you know, nab it and get rid of that bad apple, you know, just always make sure you paper that file.
Right.
Okay. That's my lawyer disclaimer there, because
yeah, we love it.
You don't just fire someone, you know, just because. It's best to paper that file and make sure that you're showing cause. And if you've got a person who continues, you know, coming back around with those bad attitudes for no good reason, you've got that cause.
Perfect words to go to our first break on here at Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:14 Wednesday, October 21st, and you're listening to a conversation here in studio with Michelle Sikirka, again, the president and CEO of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. And we're going to talk about some of the issues going on with the state of New Jersey and the outbound migration as soon as we get back from our break here. Stay with us. Thanks so much for listening.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good evening. is Dr. Brock, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Kent, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard, Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we have Michelle Sekirka again in studio here in Flemington. Such an honor to have her in here. And we just love to hear her positivity and the leadership that she presents to the state of New Jersey from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. So, Michelle, tell us more about what's going on right now with the outbound migration of, you know, businesses and individuals in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, so as much as we want to be positive, this one isn't necessarily a positive story. We've been doing a study tracking actually tax returns over the last decade, because we hear every day there's a lot of people talking about, you know, leaving the state of New Jersey, and we want to make sure that the data is supporting that. And unfortunately, I can tell you the data, you know, is supporting it. There are some statistics that are really, you know, troublesome to us. And in the past, you know, since 2007, we'd have 1.6 million people leave the state of New Jersey. And that's to the tune of $18 billion net in adjustable gross income. So net means that more are leaving than coming in, because you'll hear people say, oh, but, you know, we have a flight into New Jersey. We have people coming internationally and folks coming from different states. You know, they move into New Jersey. And that's true. But unfortunately, the net is out migration. Mm-hmm. You think about $18 billion net adjustable gross income. That's money that we would be taxing to go to the general fund, mm-hmm. which would then provide the general fund with operating expenses in order to support our safety net programs and all the things that government is supposed to do. And, you know, we wonder, so we ask ourselves, we wonder, why do we have a revenue issue in the state of New Jersey? Which I would suggest to you, we don't have a revenue issue. I think we have a spending issue. There's a difference. I think we have to look, you know, more to spend more efficiently and effectively. And I think we need to prioritize better in the state. You know, what is the role of government, and where should they be putting their money, you know, aligning to their priorities?
Mm-hmm. So tell us about, well, when you talk about that, for one, I want to hear a little bit more about, why are people leaving? I mean, I understand that it's the costs, you know, so on, but just get a little bit deeper into that so everybody can get caught up with us.
Absolutely. There's numerous reasons, and I would suggest it's really the cumulative impact of a myriad of different costs. Mm-hmm. And those costs include, you know, taxes. So we have, obviously, our, you know, our income tax, but we have property tax, we have corporate business tax, we have higher sales tax. Our property taxes are, you know, probably the largest in the country. We're, you know, we ranked 50 in all these rankings, and 50 is not good, being right at the bottom, meaning you're most expensive. We have the dual death taxes, estate and inheritance tax, and we tax pension. So when I talk to our members, we're just doing right now, we just completed our 2016 Business Outlook Survey. So at the end of each year, we do a survey in order to have an outlook going into the next year of what our businesses are expecting relative to the economy. And that helps to inform our policy decisions going into the next year. But what we're seeing right now is about two-thirds of those that we've surveyed, and our survey brings us, that's over 1,100 businesses have participated in our survey.
Wow. Okay? It's huge. Different sizes and everything?
Yeah, all across the board. NJBIA represents 20,000 businesses across the state, and as I always say, it's everything from the local pizzeria or laundromat to the 1,000-employee call center to the biggest utility company in the state, right? Two-thirds are expressing concerns about expanding business or keeping their domicile in the state of New Jersey of those participating, you know, in our survey. They're saying that in their retirement, they're absolutely going to move. And the reasons why is estate and inheritance tax. And again, we tax pension. That's up from 50% last year. So we asked this question last year. Specifically, we asked businesses, do estate and inheritance tax impact your succession planning for your business? Do you take that into consideration when you're doing your business planning? And they said, absolutely, yes. And last year when they answered this question, it was about 50-50 of what the impact was, i.e. like negative, I'm thinking of leaving. This year that's gone up to just shy of 70%. It's about 67% in our early numbers. That's concerning and it's disheartening. What happens when a business owner leaves the state of New Jersey? When a business owner leaves the state of New Jersey, they obviously take the income that we can't tax anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's that $18 billion, right, from 2007 to 2014. We don't get the tax benefit. Oftentimes, if they leave jobs behind, if they took the company somewhere else, okay? And we heard from our businesses that if they're not expanding in New Jersey, many said, if I'm going to open a new office at a new location, I might do it outside of the state of New Jersey. Those are jobs lost,
right?
Okay? Mm-hmm. The other thing we lose when they leave is we lose their affluence. So think about, most people leave when they're getting later in their business cycle, so they're older, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Well, they've accumulated affluence during that time. This is the time when they have the best spending power. This is when they're buying the beach house. This is when they're buying the boat, maybe. You know, this is when they're going on vacation. This is when they're eating out more and going to shows. Well, where are they doing that? If they're not doing it here in the state of New Jersey, they're doing it in another economy. That hurts our secondary economy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not ordering more pizzas or food. They're ordering that, you know, from another state. Mm-hmm. And they're not just all going to Florida. Let's not kid ourselves, right?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, like, seriously, yeah. Where did you get back? And one question before yeah. that is, when was this survey? Like you said, it's preliminary results right now. You can see it in black and white, obviously. The
yeah, we have our run numbers mm-hmm. back, and we will be releasing our survey in December. And then we will be talking about the results at our public policy forum, which is December 8th.
Oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so are you able to gather a little bit of intelligence from these surveys as to why, where they're going?
Yes.
Is there a place yes. they're all going?
Yes. Well, they're going to a few places. So okay. So there's two parts to this. First of all, the majority of them, the largest amount, are going to Pennsylvania. They're not going to Pennsylvania for the weather. Okay. They're going to Pennsylvania to avoid the taxes in the state of New Jersey. That's why they're going to Pennsylvania. And they can stay close enough and they still have their family relationships. Okay. That makes sense. They're going to Delaware. Okay, they're going to Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida is up in the top three. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. I had a gentleman call me about 2 weeks ago. I did an interview like this for another media outlet. And a gentleman called me, said, I saw you on this show. He said, and I heard what you were saying about out-migration. He said, I'm a retired firefighter. I live in a adult community, so 55 and over. He goes, and my neighbors, they're starting to leave. He goes, now, they're not all leaving 100% all the time. He said what many of them are doing is they're doing 6 months and a day. So what happens at 6 months and a day, if you can prove that you're not in the state of New Jersey 6 months and a day, you're not a resident of the state of New Jersey for tax purposes. So what they're doing is they're getting their Florida, okay, they're getting their Florida residence, and they're going down and they're spending that 6 month and a day. Now, this is very interesting because he continued to say, but I know, and we've discussed that they would go down as snowbirds, but snowbirds go for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. They are purposely going for 6 months and a day to avoid, because they can afford to avoid the taxes in the state of New Jersey.
And if they put it together, being there probably offsets half that. And they,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if they really yeah. had an accountant looking at those numbers, you could see where they would make right. total sense. So when you're in your shoes, Must be so frustrating, you know, to see it and then say, okay, and you're optimistic.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like, not what can't we do, what can we do?
Right.
And especially the frustration of Pennsylvania, because I love Pennsylvania. I love going over to New Hope. It's only 10 miles away from my house. But that is just such a huge...
It is. It's a loss.
Disturbing.
It's a loss to us.
It's very, very scary.
It's a loss to us. So it is. So what can we do? We can...
Especially because, again, like, sorry, just because I just want to mention again, you know, you're so right on the fact that if a company has built their affluence and they've already got their brand, their presence, and, you know, who knows the difference if they're just 10 miles away?
Exactly.
How sad.
It is. And we hear it every day. And think about those who counsel people, okay? Mm-hmm. They're accountants. Mm-hmm. They're estate planners. Mm-hmm. And we see, and age is relevant. In the study that we're doing, so separate from our Business Outlook survey, we're doing this research on the tax returns, federal tax returns. And we can see, you know, the age 55 and over, we see a spike in the out-migration. Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you're planning your future. That's when you're starting to think about estate and inheritance tax, okay? Why would I, if I could choose to avoid, why would I want to stay and pay more than I'd have to pay somewhere else? So in New Jersey, estate tax... We tax starting at $675,000 on an estate. If you own a home in the state of New Jersey, if you're fortunate enough to own a home in the state of New Jersey, it's probably in that neighborhood.
Right.
Okay, so right there, unless it's going directly to your spouse, if it's going anywhere else in your lineage, your children, bam, $676,000, you're getting taxed. I think it's like 18% where the tax starts, okay? Inheritance tax starts on dollar one. And inheritance tax hits people who are the lineage that are not in the vertical, but are like the son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, nieces, nephews, okay? They get taxed that way. So we are an absolute outlier in New Jersey that we have these dual death taxes with the low threshold. That $675,000 is the lowest threshold in the nation. And we're only one of two states that have both of those taxes still on our rolls. So we can start by getting some relief. Now, I'm not saying raise it up to the federal level tomorrow because, you know, candidly, we can't afford to lose all that money at one time. But let's start a phase in. Let's show some good faith to people and maybe they'll stop and reconsider. You know what? I just want to be a snowbird. I don't want to go for six months in a day. And let me add one more thing, because I was talking about what do we lose when someone leaves the state of New Jersey? The last piece of this, and this is totally relevant to the conference you had 2 weeks ago, is we lose their charitable donation to their nonprofits. Because if you have to prove that you are not in the state of New Jersey for 6 months and a day, or you have to prove that you live somewhere else, if you're still giving in the state of New Jersey, it's showing that you're still mission-driven in the state of New Jersey, and that goes against the test to residency. So instead of now giving to my church in New Jersey, I'm probably going to give to my church in Florida, because when my accountant needs to prove that I'm out of the state for 6 months and a day, no, look, my charitable giving is also in Florida. So, and think about it, the philanthropists, you know, these are folks with money. And we talked about what's the perfect storm for nonprofits right now. Government funding is down. Right. Corporate grants are extremely restricted to program only. They don't fund salaries. And now your philanthropists are moving out of the state of New Jersey. That is a horrible, horrible formula for nonprofits.
Yep.
And government could never, ever, ever pick up the services that nonprofits provide every day across all of our communities in the state of New Jersey. So we got to wake up to this. We have to look for some relief.
Absolutely. Now, just before we go to the break right now, can you just, you also mentioned some really amazing, and I don't want to get off on the nonprofit thing, but you were talking about the ballet in the state of New Jersey, or it was the arts or something. You were talking about some staggering, amazing numbers of how much business
the economic impact.
What was that? What was that again? It was like millions of dollars that they have. We can get to the break and talk about it. When we get back, it's already 3:30. I'm Jeannie Murphy. You're listening to Michelle Sekirka, and we're talking about State of New Jersey from New Jersey Business and Industry Association Shoes. Just stay with us. We'll be at the break and the weather. We'll be right back.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. A political expert believes Vice President Joe Biden's decision to bow out from consideration for the Democratic presidential nomination should solidify Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee.
We know from national polling that Biden was taking more from Clinton than he was from Bernie Sanders.
Kyle Condick with the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Clinton's polling numbers should continue to improve. He believes the only person who can beat Clinton for the Democratic nomination is herself. himself. Kondik says if there was a time for Biden to jump into the race, it would have been several months ago. Toyota is recalling over 2.5 million vehicles in North America to fix a defect in a power window switch. The defect is in several models, including the Corolla, Camry, Highlander, Tundra, and RAV4. Toyota says the switch may not have been lubricated enough when it was manufactured, and as a result, it could overheat and cause a fire. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI 100in is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI 100in at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI 100in, the voice for mental health in 100in County.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's already, if you can believe it, 3:35 on Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 76 degrees, and we are talking. I'm having a conversation with Michelle Sikirka. She's the president and CEO of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. And she is so optimistic, and we've been talking about some very heavy conversation in the last half hour, but we're going to try to be a little positive again and put a top spin on it if you're out there listening. Let's talk about workforce development in the state of New Jersey and so on.
Well, BIA is, we're proud to say that we're probably the single largest facilitator of workforce development collaboration in the state of New Jersey. What do I mean by that? We bring together education, so academia at all levels, K-12, career and vocational education, community college, four-year institutions, along with government, Department of Labor, higher ed, Department of Education, and our businesses. So, you know, it's these three, it's like the triangle, right? You've got academia, you've got business, you've got government. You bring them all together, and what you do is you talk about what's the skill set that the employers need in order for them to hire the students that are coming out of the education process. And what we find is there's a real big disconnect. And to me, the disconnect is at a very large level in that New Jersey is probably what we are. We're the number one state for educational excellence, really, in the country, K-12. And the shame of that becomes that then we graduate these kids K-12, they go to college. And our higher eds are great in the state of New Jersey, don't get me wrong, right? But even every college president will tell you that students come out and there's a lack of articulation between workforce needs and what we're graduating. And that's because we're working a little bit on an archaic system. We're not necessarily preparing today's students for what tomorrow's jobs are. Mm-hmm. Like, and they, tomorrow's jobs are really today's jobs. Technology has a lot to do with that, but it's soft skills too. You know, when we talk about employability skills, we're talking about soft skills like showing up on time, good communication skills, writing memos, just general types of things that we take for granted. This past year, actually bipartisan, so both parties, R's and D's, passed a 5-bill career and technical education bill package. Within those 5 bills was the opportunity to articulate workforce readiness skills. Now get this, beginning in kindergarten. And yes, beginning in kindergarten, because everything in articulation begins from day one when you enter the education system. And how do you rev that then all the way up through, you know, through higher education? So let me give you a really good example of these partnerships that I talk about. We know that in manufacturing, so we represent a lot of manufacturers at BIA. We know in manufacturing that there is a gap in technical skills for advanced technology in manufacturing. And we had our manufacturers saying, you know, here we have these unemployment roles in the state of New Jersey. But we have folks over here saying, but I don't have a qualified workforce to choose from. Like, wow, big disconnect. We've got people, we've got bodies, right? But those bodies don't have the right skill set for the jobs that we need to fill. So we bring our manufacturers to the table and we say to them, work directly with community college on creating a certification program for the exact skill set that you need. Well, let's walk those students through that program. They walk out with the certification proving that they got the skill. You employ them tomorrow. That is workforce development at its best. And that's what we are doing. We are working to bring together the education providers and those that need those skilled laborers together to talk about where the disconnects so that these kids walk out and they can walk into jobs.
It's so exciting. That really is very positive.
Absolutely.
I was down with you at the Atlantic City, New Jersey Business Summit.
Yes.
You know, everybody, there was like 500 attendees on their first round.
Yes.
And that workforce development topic was a huge and very important. And so yes. so many of the attendees were like so participative. And like you said, the higher eds and everybody was talking about it. I was just thinking about like how important it is really to be able to, you know, what you guys are doing is so important to the big picture too, because as these kids graduate from college, they have so many choices where they can move to too, right?
Yes.
So then it goes back again. It's all connected into this major puzzle that you have to figure out over there. But it's interesting to learn about.
Yeah. Well, a piece of it too is we would prefer not to lose those kids.
Right.
So, yeah, I would suggest that the Bond Act that was passed again in this administration by bipartisan was the first time in at least a decade, if not close to two, where we've made an investment in higher education. We haven't done that in almost 20 years in the state of New Jersey. So what has happened is, I always quote Dr. Pruitt from Thomas Edison State College, who said this like years ago, and he's still not too far off, I think, the statistic is that for every 4 students who are eligible to get into a state university in the state of New Jersey, so they got the grades, they got the SAT score, whatever it is, they're deemed eligible, there's only a seat for one of them. So by default, we export 3 students out of the 4. Because we just don't have the room for them. So this investment in higher education, the Bond Act, was huge because you see this big Communiversity. I think it's called, not Communiversity. It's called, Campus Town, around the College of New Jersey. So Campus Town is all these new buildings. That mean new beds for dorms for people to stay, new classrooms. That is that bond investment. And that bond investment resulted, the other side of it was P3, public-private partnership. So private developers partnered with higher ed to build these campus towns. The exact same prototype is down at Rowan University. So you go down to Rowan and you go up to TCNJ, two state universities, and you see the shifting dynamic of what's going to go on in this area now that we finally reinvested. We've opened up more seats, so now maybe we only import one or two instead of three. And why is that important? Kid graduates from school, they've made connections. Maybe they did an internship program, they've established friends, etc. Oftentimes, they will stay where they come out of school.
Right. Meet their loved one.
Exactly.
Family and
set their
else.
Roots.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Oh, I love it. What an exciting topic. You are so, I'm just wondering when you sleep with all these issues going on, because you could tell, you can see Peter is in the studio here. He works with Michelle. You just get so into it. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
I'm very passionate about my issues.
Yes, you are. That's great, because we need people like you doing what you're doing so that everybody else can learn about it, for one, and then you can actually be proactive and be the advocate that you are for so many. Just saying that you had 1,100 or so people, you know, filling out the surveys and providing information of your 20,000 members is incredible.
It's probably, I tell you, the response rate we get on that survey is, I'm kind of looking over, I gotta say, it's like second to none. We hear about other organizations that do surveys and they come back and their statistical, you know, their statistical average is 300.
Right.
And like, come on, we got, you know, over 1,100 who are taking the time to tell us. And one other piece, this is really important. We partnered with Regent Atlantic. They're a wealth management firm in Central Jersey on one part of this, which was new this year. This question about estate and inheritance tax and out-migration, again, we asked more questions than we have before on this because it's a significant issue that we want to flesh out more with data. So we invited those who participated in our survey. We said, if you're interested in being interviewed by Regent Atlantic more on the issue of out-migration, please give us your contact information, because our surveys tend to be anonymous, right? Mm-hmm. 300, almost 300.
That's incredible.
People of the 1,100 said, raised their hand, gave us their contact information, said, I want to be interviewed because I have something to say
That's
on this.
That's just awesome. Now, and I know from our business and marketing and PR, you don't get people putting up their hand and saying, I want you to know who I am and I want to talk about it. They just want to either not answer the survey 90% of plus of the time and definitely not give you the information that you're looking for to talk to them.
And let me just put in a quick plug. Yeah, and let me put a quick plug, because anybody out there who is listening, give me a call. If these issues, these out-migration issues, if these are on your thought process, if you're someone who's sitting there right now contemplating whether moving your business out of the state of New Jersey or contemplating your own move out of New Jersey, we need to hear from you. We need hard data. We can't advocate on hyperbole, right, or sound bites. We can't. We need the hard data. And so when I tell the story, you know, I want to say, just like before I said, the gentleman heard me. He called me. He got my phone number, and he called me. So anybody wants to give me a call and talk about this, it's 609-858-9501.
All right, and she'll actually answer the call.
If I'm at my desk, I'll answer the call.
Hello? I'm like, hello? Is this Michelle?
Yeah. You may get Heather, but no, it'll get to
true.
Me.
It's true. You do answer your phone, and you are so seriously, you know, interested in hearing exactly what you just got invited, if you're out there. And I'm sure you are listening, and I'm sure you do have these thoughts in your mind, because we're going to get back from the break and talk about it. You know, business is so important, but it is also happening just with those who are retiring and so on as well. So
exactly.
These are issues that we want to know, and Michelle and the staff over there at NJBIA want to know exactly what you're thinking in order to help. So we'll be right back. It's 3:45 on Wednesday, October 21st. Thanks for listening. Just let you know, by the way, tonight at 6:30, one of the sponsors that you hear regularly on this Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio programming is Patton Heidi and Associates. And Jeannie Aversa is actually putting a presentation on at Copper Hill Country Club at 6:30. There's no charge for it, but you have to be, you know, you're going to come. They need to know, because there's late fare and so on. But she's going to be talking about wealth management from their perspective, and you're invited to attend. So if you're interested, you can give a call to the Hunterdon Chamber here, or you can just send an email over to Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, at Mariah, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, media.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Welcome back. It's Talented People. It's already 3:49 on October 21st. We're getting so close to November already. I can't believe it. Just having such a great conversation here, learning more about the New Jersey Business and Industry Association from the president and CEO, Michelle Sikorka. So, Michelle, you have about 10 minutes left to talk about whatever else on your mind about the state of New Jersey and what you're doing and so much for everybody. So tell us what you're thinking.
Great. Thanks, Jeannie. Well, you know, we're going to be we have an election coming up in 2 weeks. For anyone who isn't aware, and I know there are a lot of people who aren't aware, the entire state assembly is up in 2 weeks. And you should get out and vote. November 4th. Is election day. We should take our November 3rd. Thank you, November 3rd, Tuesday, November 3rd. And we should take our responsibility as citizens very seriously and get out there and vote. If you don't know who your representatives are, you know, actually from our website, you can go and you can get information. You can link to information on legislators right from our website. on your different district, etc. If you have an iPhone, actually, you can download a really cool app from the Apple Store. And if you Google BIA and JBIA on the Apple Store, you'll get a legislative app. And in there, it has all the legislators from all the districts across all the state. And, you know, you should take the time to understand, learn what your legislators stand for, and you should go out and you should vote for them.
It's amazing how many people don't actually take the time to know what is going on.
Yeah, I agree. And this will probably be an extremely low turnout election. And to me, that's sad. It's really sad.
Well, do you know what, just any idea of what the percentages are? I know they're so sad. It's like awful.
Oh, my gosh. It is. I mean, it's not single digits. It's not that bad. But, you know, I understand. I think usually in an assembly election, it's something like 20%. Yeah, give or take. That's really sad. So we need to exercise that right. And I talk about that because then the election will be behind us. You know, the assembly has not been in session since the summer because they are preparing for the election. That's typical. That happens all the time. We understand that. They'll come back, and then it'll be this time of the year called lame duck. And lame duck is basically after an election through January of the next year, those last few months of the year, when people will try to take on bills that otherwise might be a little more controversial, but they seem in lame duck that they can get done more quickly, because the idea of lame duck is you're just around for a couple more months and then you move on and you're done. It's the end of the session. Now, historically, I always thought lame duck meant like you're no longer going to be in power and therefore you do something because you're out. That's not really what lame duck is anymore, because in New Jersey, we don't have a lot of turnover, you know, in our assembly. Whether that's a good or bad thing is a debate for a different day, right? Some people absolutely love their representatives, and others, you know, should take action to maybe see a change.
That's, I got to just say, that's what Steve Califer's whole, like a majority of his presentation at the event was about. It was so interesting listening to the different perspectives on that whole thing, but you were right.
Yeah. Oh, there's.
It is a whole nother day of a conversation.
It is a whole nother day. So we'll go into this lame duck session, and there'll be a lot of issues. So we're anticipating paid sick leave coming back up, maybe for a vote. Paid sick leave is an issue we've talked about previously, where there's a bill out there right now looming that will require mandate employers to provide paid sick leave for employees. That includes full time, part time, seasonal. And this is not there's no cutoff on number of employees. It starts at employee number one.
It's terrifying to me.
It is. And so, you know, there's costs to that, et cetera. And we get the underlying social cause behind it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that over 70% of New Jersey businesses already provide some type of paid sick leave for their employees. And over 90% provide some type of paid time off, which is an even more flexible program.
And like you said before, like, you know, people know their employees. They know their business structure, their size.
Exactly.
What they're doing. And a lot of that in itself, the personality of that is what keeps them different, what keeps people wanting to work for the different types. I mean,
that's
right. You just can't put it all in one box.
No. And when you mandate policies like this, that's right. You put that, I talked earlier, you know, you put that pizzeria, that call center, and that utility all in one box together. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. You take flexibility out. You know, employers and employees want flexibility. Guess what? If I'm a healthy employee and I have 10 days of PTO, paid time off, I get to take 2 weeks of vacation. Right. If I'm forced as an employer to provide a certain amount of that to be paid sick leave, I'm not adding more days. So I'm going to now say, OK, fine. State says I have to provide 5 paid sick leave days and call it that. Well, now I have 5 paid sick leave days and I have 5 vacation days. I'm either lying when I take a sick leave day because I'm healthy, I don't get sick. Right. Or I'm losing a week of vacation and I'm just going to accrue that and not use it. OK. So the important thing is that employers already provide it. We understand the social implications behind it. We don't want people sneezing on our pizza and all that stuff. But there's other ways to skin this cat than that bill. We may see some movement on transportation trust fund. There's a little talk about whether or not there'll be a gas tax or not. You know, jury's out on whether or not we see that come at all during lame duck. So we'll just continue to follow and watch that. We would like to start to see some relief on estate and inheritance tax. And, you know, we'll start to push for it. If we see action on a gas tax, we will look for net neutral tax impact for our businesses. So in other words, balance it. We'll come in then and say balance it off with estate and inheritance tax. If we can't get any play on it now, you know that's going to be a proactive issue for us going forward in 2016 and the next legislative session. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that I hate to have added any more work onto your to-do list, but if that were to happen, I would hope that it were a priority, because that's just another reason to leave.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's not hyperbole. Mm-hmm. Not just our businesses telling me every day, but our data is supporting the fact that there are people, unfortunately, more people are leaving the state of New Jersey than coming. And I guess I always want to finish on a positive note, Jeannie, right?
Absolutely.
I want to go back to positive.
I love that about you.
New Jersey is a great place to live, work, and play. Mm-hmm. The reason why we need to be positive about the good things, like the fact that we have an amazing skilled workforce here in the state of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. What I talked about before was just about creating the partnerships on that, right? We have an amazing workforce here in the state of New Jersey. We are the best educated state in the entire union, best educated state. All right. We've got advanced technology here. We've got fiber optics through the state that create the opportunity for economic growth at any given day. Right. We're the home of pharmaceuticals and good big businesses and great big data centers that support Manhattan. We've got the shore, the beach. We've got the mountains. We're a hub in the middle of two metropolitan cities. We're a hub in the middle of the Northeast Corridor. We have the busiest train stations. We've got the third best port in the world, let alone in the country. Okay. New Jersey is a place to be. And people want to be on a winning team. So when you sit and you take time to make sure that people understand all the attributes of the state of New Jersey and why we are the place to be, they want to join the winning team. And we have a winning team. Those other issues, those are issues that we need to take care of. We need relief on them. We're working on it. And we'll continue to do that.
Thank you so much for doing all the work that you're doing. And honestly, how could you not like end the show on a more positive note? Your spirit and your positivity and the fact that you are the leader there, the president, CEO of New Jersey Business and Industry Association. Thank you so much, Michelle, for
Thanks.
Everything you're doing.
Always a pleasure, Jeannie.
Thanks out there for listening. We're going to go to our 4 to 5 hour again with talented people. And we're going to have our guests on the show today. Tara Seeger, she's with Ally Solution Group. And we're going to be talking about a number of things. Stand by. Thanks for listening. We're going to go to the news and weather.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. A political expert believes Vice President Joe Biden's decision to bow out from consideration for the Democratic presidential nomination should solidify Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee.
We know from national polling that Biden was taking more from Clinton than she was from Bernie Sanders.
Kyle Condick with the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Clinton's polling numbers should continue to improve. He believes the only person who can beat Clinton for the Democratic nomination is herself. Condick says if there was a time for Biden to jump into the race, it would have been several months ago. Toyota is recalling over 2.5 million vehicles in North America to fix a defect in a power window switch. The defect is in several models, including the Corolla, Camry, Highlander, Tundra, and RAV4. Toyota says the switch may not have been lubricated enough when it was manufactured, and as a result, it could overheat and cause a fire. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Senator John McCain is siding with former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. During a hearing on defense reform, Gates came out swinging against sequestration and lawmakers who forced government shutdowns.
It is, frankly, a damning but accurate indictment about our failure to the men and women in the military, the 300 million Americans, and the security of our nation.
Gates was on Capitol Hill for the first time in 4 years to testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee on Defense Reform and Military Oversight. U.S. oil prices are at a three-week low today due to increasing supply. The price per barrel of U.S. crude dropped below $45 for the first time since October 2nd. Despite a bearish oil market, the U.S. has continued to increase its oil production. Since last week, U.S. oil reserves have added an estimated 8 million barrels to its inventory. Experts originally predicted half that amount. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
Officials in New York are speaking out against the murder of NYPD officer Randolph Holder. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the officer's death